Welcome to this sports community podcast, the only show in the world dedicated to volunteers of grassroots sports clubs. Brought to you by two of the best heads for radio you've ever seen, Joe Novella and Steve Pallas.
Hello everyone and welcome to 2016. Wow. You're with Joe Novella and Steve Pallas here at Sports Community Podcast. We hope you've made it into the new year safe and sound and with a clear head. Now, Steve, can I say that about you?
Joe, can you explain to me why we didn't stop the podcast in late December and then come back in mid-January like everyone else does? Why do we choose to go right the way through?
Because we love sport, mate. We love sport. We love talking about sport. We've got some great guests and quite frankly, we can't fit them all in throughout the course of the year. So we have to go over some of this holiday period. And we wouldn't want to miss out on today's guest, who is Alison Lyons from Gymnastics Victoria. So she we're looking forward to talking to her about changing the game and increasing female participation in sport. So, mate, tell me about your New Year's. How did you go? Did you make it through? Did you survive it? How are the kids? They all in one piece?
Yeah, well, New Year's for us, for those that are... We pack up the family on... Well, let's go back a little bit, Joe, and be brutally honest. My wife... I go to the Boxing Day test every year with a group of mates that we have for, I don't know, 25, 30 years we've been going to Boxing Day test. My wife will drive past the MCG slowly at about 7:30 on Boxing Day evening, and if I get in the car, that's a relief to everybody. And we head to Echuca that night, and we've got a cabin on the Murray with 15 different families that have all got cabins up there, and we spend the month water skiing. And our New Year's Eve is with those 15 families, so 30 adults and 34 kids. And it's amazing. And what it allows me to do each year is watch those kids progress as they develop their skills in water skiing. All the parents, well, except for myself and a couple of others, but all the parents are amazing water skiers and incredibly competent on the water, and watching these 34 kids of varying ages from 2 years old to now, well, 21 now, and watching them progress and develop and see their skill and their friendship and the camaraderie. It's like a club, and that's been a great joy for me. The New Year's Eve.
Before you go into New Year's Eve, so you talk about how the kids have developed. Now, you recently purchased a boat. So how is your captaincy, your boat driving, how has that developed? I can see a look of consternation on your face.
Yeah, having...
Can you manage to reverse the trailer?
Yeah, no, reversing the trailer is quite comfortable for me now. I'm pretty comfortable with that. But the Murray River, Joe... In the Christmas period, Christmas New Year period is like Bourke Street. She's no place for a learner driver, I'll give you that tip. But luckily, my two little girls, well, my 21-year-old is stuck being working a lot, so she hasn't been up the river that much. But my 3 and 2-year-old, they're only up to the easy ski stage, Joe. So that's at, you know, the 5 kilometres an hour, and I can handle that. So... Yeah, I'm getting there. I've got a lot of good tutorial up there at the river, a lot of feedback, a lot of coaches giving me advice from the bank. So, yeah, all good.
Now, mate, we've got, as mentioned before, we've got a great guest today in Alison Lyons. Continuing on the theme of last week where we had Tamitha from Tennis Vic on the show, We're talking about ways that sports are changing the games that they play to take advantage of emerging markets, including increasing female participation. Which is, you know, it's not just it's not the only market out there that's emerging, but it's a significantly important one. So Looking forward to having Alison on the show today.
Yeah, Joe, it's a very topical and dear to our heart for a number of reasons, but we're kind of in the middle of a 3-week series on increasing female participation, and that's being driven by a program here in Victoria being run by Vic Health, who put out a whole lot of grant funding, and and we're talking $1 million worth of funding, and their goal was to increase increase participation of, or get 25,000 women active that weren't currently active, get them active. And what I love about this program and why we're focusing on it a little bit is that there's been so much great research from the Australian Sports Commission about why people aren't participating, and also from Vic Health as to why women aren't participating. And each of the six sports, and we've interviewed, as you said, Tamitha Harding from tennis, which she talked about the Get Into Cardio Tennis program. We're going to talk to Alison Lyons today about Get Moving, which is the gymnastics program. And next week, Scarlett O'Sullivan from Netball Victoria talking about the Rock Up Netball. And each of these programs, and this is why we've really have zeroed in on them, because each of them looked at the barriers to why this group, in this case females, weren't participating in sport, and created products and opportunities and options that are completely different from the traditional sport. I mean, you can't get any further away from the traditional sport that Tam talked about last week when she was telling us about tennis without nets and courts.
You know, and not only have... I think that they're also just adopting what many of us did as kids.
That's right.
You know, and formalising it into a program, which is so exciting. I mean, Tam was just imagine rocking up to a ground, putting a rope down, and being able to play a game of tennis. Mm. You know, no barriers, nothing in the way of you just getting out there and having a hit. And that's what it's all about, and gymnastics as well. Now with programs that even allow you to work out at home.
Well, and that's right. And the other thing that I think is fantastic is that sport is finally realizing that the way that the community wants to play is different to the way that we've traditional sports
been. The mega trends research was so important in that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the market segmentation
and segmentation. Yeah,
it's so sport is now listening to that research and adjusting, and that's going to be one of the big challenges for clubs. Is that there's lots of different formats now that people want to participate in. And let's just look at two just to illustrate what we're talking about. Like, let's look at lawn bowls. You've got the traditional Saturday pennant, but then on the other end of the scale, you've got barefoot bowls, which is completely unstructured, completely, you know, no shoes, no uniforms, you know, often no format. You know, cricket had the 2-day 100 overs a game on a Saturday. Now it's got 1-day cricket and 2020 cricket, which you can do in a very short period of time, in that 2 hours bite-sized time. So really changing the format. So when you're listening to these Tamitha Harding from Tennis Victoria last week, Alison Lyons from Gymnastics Victoria this week, and Scarlett O'Sullivan from Netball Victoria next week, don't look beyond the fact that the target group is female participation, because what they're talking about can apply to every single group of participants. Like, what do they want, and how can we provide that? And that's going to be a challenge for clubs moving forward, because that's going to mean more participation options, which we know for clubs means more volunteers. So
more work, more volunteers, and so that's an area we're going to focus on throughout 2016, Joe, is how do we create that culture of volunteering within your club? How do we get that group of people that can help us achieve whatever the goal is and that you've got in your club? So really excited about this series that we're doing over the Christmas break, and we really hope that you're enjoying your Christmas New Year period.
Okay, so stay tuned after we have a couple of messages from sports community. We'll get talking to Alison from Gymnastics Victoria on a new program that they're introducing, which will help a lot of people get back into the sport. Looking forward to it, so stay tuned.
Is your club struggling to attract sponsors? Do your club sponsors drop off after just a year or two? Winning sponsors for your club can be a headache, but it doesn't need to be. With a few simple changes, gaining and retaining sponsors can be made easy and can increase in value year on year. Our ebook, Sports Community's Guide to Sponsorship for Sports Clubs, has the answers. For a special new release price of only $19.95 plus GST, you can discover the most effective way to gain and retain sponsors at your club. To order your copy today, simply visit www.sportscommunity.com.au/shop.
All right, as mentioned at the top of the show, we're really excited to be joined by Gymnastics Development Manager from Gymnastics Victoria, Alison Lyons. Alison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, we met a couple of times, but we met recently at the Sports Commission's Our Sporting Futures conference, and you were telling me about a new initiative from Gymnastics Victoria and Vic Health called Move My Way, which I found really, really interesting. So do you want to just give us all a little bit of background into what this new program Move My Way is?
Move My Way is a new, as you mentioned, a new initiative from Gymnastics Victoria and Vic Health in trying to encourage more women to participate in physical activity. Vic Health did some amazing research just recently that looked at Victorian women and their participation in physical activity and also in sport. And the statistics were quite alarming that 38% of Victorian women fit into the sedentary profile, where they're not moving, and 35% in a low category, so that they're really not participating in physical activity for their health and well-being. So Vic Health was obviously quite alarmed by these statistics as well, and put together a funding package for sports to look at ways that we can encourage women to move more. It's also really surprising that 44% of Victorian women choose non-organised physical activity, so they're not likely to participate in an organised sport, for example. And with coming from a state sporting association, we were, I guess, alarmed at that as well, and want to make sure that gymnastics is available for everybody. And we want to be able to remove any barriers that people might see as being there as the reason why they can't participate in gymnastics or in physical activity altogether. So we applied for the funding with Vic Health with an idea to encourage women to just give movement a go, basically. Move My Way offers the opportunity to learn basic movements to improve your well-being and also to give the confidence to move more. Most people, when they think of gymnastics, they think of really difficult skills and what we see at the Olympics, which is amazing, and our athletes do an incredible job to be able to perform those outstanding skills, and we all love watching that. But the basis of gymnastics is actually fundamental movement, and gymnastics is really about learning how to understand how your body moves, and that's something gymnastics has focused on over the last 4 years with our Gymnastics for Everybody campaign, and trying to have the general public understand that gymnastics is not about those high-level skills, but it's actually about fundamental movement and learning how to move.
Cool. Can so, I before yeah. we go too deep into the Move My Way program, can we just go back a little bit? Like, those figures are quite alarming, aren't they? That over 80% of people were in that low or below level of activity. Was did the research indicate anything as to why that was? Why such low levels of activity, particularly in women?
The research highlights and some of the focus group work that we've done in preparing this program as well is some of the, I guess, barriers that come up is the lack of time.
Yep.
Not making time for yourself, family support, feeling guilty about spending time away from the family and spending family resources on themselves, feeling tired, injury came up quite a lot, which really surprised me when we did our focus group, and then a lot of women were saying, well, I used to be active but I hurt myself and I haven't had the confidence to go back and participate again. And I guess also making time and thinking that they have to commit to something or constantly it has also been seen as a barrier. So that's a few of the things that we took away and thought, okay, how do we remove those barriers and how do we get people just starting that very first step of being more active?
Wow. So that's that research is very consistent with the barriers identified in the Sports Commission market segmentation into sports participation research that looked at why people, more broader groups than just females and women, weren't participating in sports and organised recreational activities. So lack of time and feeling guilty. So when you were designing the Move My Way program, and just while we're talking about the program, how can people often listen to the show and are online at the same time? So you've got a website that people can go and have a look at?
Yeah, so that's one of the barriers that we looked at removing, is that need to feel like you have to turn up to somewhere, or if you haven't been physically active for a long time, it can become quite intimidating to walk into a new environment and do something that you've never done before. So we wanted to remove that barrier and also the time barrier by providing some guidance with our online program. So the program is a real two-pronged approach, I suppose, and trying to offer something for everybody, in that we have a club program so people can go along to the gymnastics club to learn, and they can also go to the Move My Way website. Sorry, siren going past. Which is www.movemyway.com.au, and they can sign up there, and there are 6 videos which show fundamental movement in a progressive sense. And I wouldn't state that this program is going to help you lose weight or increase the level of fitness straight away, but it's actually taking that very first step to understand how to move your body. And once you start to get that little bit of confidence of going, oh, I was able to do that, then you feel inspired to try the next step and then the next step. And that will lead to programs that will give you that more, I guess, weight loss or cardiovascular approach. It's really the very entry point of physical activity.
Well, and that's where we need to start, isn't it, when we've got such high levels of people not doing anything at all or at a very low level?
Well, that's right. And from the research and the focus groups that we did in preparing for this program, where women were talking about being injured, and also the thought of, well, yeah, I decided I'm going to get fit, so I went along to this activity and I went really hard at it, and then, you know, I hurt myself because I went too hard, or I couldn't keep up with the rest of the group, so I felt really bad about myself and I didn't want to go back. So we're trying to eliminate those that sense of not being able to achieve by starting off really slow and really introducing very basic movements at the beginning. So each exercise has a number of challenges within the exercise, within the video. And once you achieve that skill, you click the star, and that goes into your daily count of stars and gives you that sense of, well, I achieved that, I'm ready to move on to the next video.
Oh, clever. So there's that sense of achievement, sense of increasing skills, sense of accomplishment, self-esteem and confidence coming with the program as well.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for women to have that sense of achievement. I know for myself when I've participated in new skills, you know, it's nerve-wracking to think, oh, I don't know if am I going to make a fool of myself here, or am I going to do the wrong thing? And to have exercises broken down so that you can learn in increments, I think is really beneficial. And even skills such as something like a burpee, for example, which is used by personal trainers quite a lot to make you work really hard, we've broken that skill down to be really achievable. So you're not going to the hardest level straight away. You're doing a slow progression into learning how to do it properly. So when you perform it, you're going to get the best out of it for your body and also to reduce the risk of injury.
It's really interesting, isn't it, that assumption of perceived knowledge. We when we started Sports Community, we assumed that volunteers had a lot higher level of knowledge and capacity than what they actually did. And so in our evolution, we've actually taken all our training right back to that entry level as well, assuming that they really all they bring to the table is passion and desire, but not the knowledge, and coming up with that entry level, that really basic step by step. And it's really important when we and you are trying to change behaviours and introduce new skills into the way people live their lives.
Absolutely. And I think in sport, we're all a bit guilty of being very narrow-minded when we think about sport. You know, those of us that work in sport do it because we love it and we're passionate about the sports that we work in. And so you can sometimes forget that the general population don't see it the way you see it. So it is really important. And that's been fantastic with the support of Vic Health, in that they help sport actually take a step back and look at the broader community and look at, okay, well, who isn't participating and how can we encourage them to participate? And we want them to have the same enjoyment and passion for the sport as what we do.
Well, I just want to take you back to that other stat that you said from the Vic Health research, which said identified 44% of women choose non-organised physical activities, yet we... Yeah, particularly in the peak body world and national and state bodies, really focus solely on the clubs.
Why
is there that movement? And I guess we've seen it over the last, again, market segmentation research identified the same thing. You know, why have we seen that mega trend, if you like, moving away from organised sport to the more informal kind of structures and strategies?
I think... Well, this is mostly my personal opinion, but we're all very time poor now and very busy. And you mentioned before with volunteers, in that, you know, a lot of sports have a very strong volunteer base, but when you actually look at it, you seem to always be relying on the same number of people to volunteer and give up their time to do things. And I think it's the same with sport, in that it falls down the priority list. And if it can't fit into your lifestyle, then you're not going to go and do it. You know, if you're, and I guess you see in the fitness industry, the boom of the 24-hour fitness gym, because people want to work out on their terms. They want to, they don't want to be constrained by what a club or by a contract or by what an organisation says. However, in saying that, I think when people actually then do go along and participate in the club environment, they see the extra benefits that come from being a part of a club. And that's probably something that we in sport don't necessarily promote as well as we should. It's that sense of community, that sense of that there's the social aspect, that you are a part of something. And if you haven't done anything like this before, that can be quite intimidating to walk into.
Mm.
But once you're in that fold, you think, oh, it's so great. You know, I love going out and doing social things with the people in my club, or, you know, being involved in that social aspect. It's just, I guess, changing people's perceptions about how to start in that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you've summarised it beautifully. And one of the, I mean, a lot of our audience is that club volunteer and that club executive and leader. And a lot of the time they leave change of the way we participate to the peak bodies to come top down. But today we don't need to do that. We can create lots of different opportunities for people within our community to get involved at a club level, and it doesn't need to be top down, coming from the top of the sport down to the clubs. But the Move My Way program is also looking to build a bridge between those that are currently not participating and not active into the club environment. How's it going to go about doing that?
Yeah, I was so excited when I released the expression of interest to our 117 gymnastics clubs here in Victoria. And I said, you know, we've got this new initiative starting. I'm looking for a small number of clubs to pilot the program. And I had 36 clubs come back to me saying they wanted to be involved. And that was really exciting to know that the clubs actually want to reach out to the broader community, that they want to be able to provide opportunities for everyone to participate. Unfortunately, I couldn't start with all 36. I selected 7 clubs around Victoria. So we have a club in Bendigo, down in the Mornington Peninsula, out in the eastern suburbs, in the west and the north, are running the program.
Which Mornington Peninsula club is it?
It's Mornington Youth Club.
Oh, well.
Yep, so they will be kicking off their program next week, actually.
Oh.
We also have Eastern Gymnastics started their program last Thursday. The idea, and it is a big change for the clubs as well, to, you know, look at scheduling and timings and, you know, how can we reduce the barriers of cost and membership. We want people that have not been physically active for a long time to not find any excuse. So we want to remove those barriers. So we're trialling this as a non-membership activity.
Wow.
So the participants will come and pay a small fee to cover the cost of the coach, around about $10 to $12 to participate, but they won't pay a Gymnastics Victoria membership fee.
So it's a user pays type.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Alison, I interrupted. It's a user pays on as you use the service, you pay for the service type.
You pay for the service, that's right. And again, that's come out of the mega trends from the Australian Sports Commission in saying to sports that we need to look at different business models to encourage participation. You know, I get the question quite a lot when, even from a child participating in gymnastics, and a parent will ring me up and say, you know, what is this membership fee I have to pay? And, you know, it's explaining to people that, you know, it's about supporting the sport and the growth of the sport, and you're a member of a club and you're a member of the organisation. But as we've mentioned before, people are moving away from that membership-based activity. So we need to look at different ways that we can support our sports without having, you know, hindrances like membership fees. So we're trialling this with the Move My Way program to see how we can work the business model with the clubs. Gymnastics clubs are a little bit different to other sporting organisations in that they do operate as a business. So all of our coaches are paid. They're paid coaches. And so, you know, and a lot of gymnastics clubs are actually operating out of commercial venues and have very high rents that they need to pay to be able to do that. So we need to look at a way that it's also going to be sustainable, but also remove the barriers for people to participate.
Wow. So one of the inclusions normally in the state sporting levy or membership is insurance. So how have you got around, or not got around, but provided insurance to participants under this new model of offering it?
Well, the insurance component is factored into the payment that they make for the class.
Okay.
So rather than bundling it all up into one membership fee, it's placed into the cost of the class as well.
All right, no worries. So how what does the activity, the Move My Way program, look like in the club environment?
It's a very social and fun program. We did a couple of pilot sessions with a group of ladies from Eastern Gymnastics Club before we launched. And the thing I took away whenever I went along to those pilot programs was the laughter. Mm. You know, the women were moving, and we tried to disguise some of the harder activities by making it really fun and entertaining. So you're moving, but you're having a good time. And realistically, what person doesn't walk into a gymnastics club and go, well, I wouldn't mind, you know, I want to walk on that spongy floor, or I want to try that. So by being in that environment, it's just created a really fun social activity for the women. And another piece of feedback that we've had, so the in-club program is an hour long. All of the activities are broken down to work with your skill level, which is the same way we teach any gymnastic skill, whether we're teaching a 7-year-old, a 14-year-old, or a 55-year-old. The skill is broken down to meet what you can do, and that's the beauty of gymnastics, is that there is a skill or an activity for everybody, regardless of, you know, your age or ability. And so if you come in, if you have been physically active, or you've just started to become physically active and you're a little bit more progressive in your movement, then there is a skill for you to do at your level. And if you've never done anything like this before, there's a skill for you to do. So there is something for everybody in the club.
Yeah, it's been amazing. My two young baby daughters have been doing gymnastics since they were two or something like that, and yes, just watching at the Mornington Youth Club, actually. So I'll go, yes, and I'll go and talk to the club and see how the Move My Way program is working at their club in a couple of weeks. But it's been really good to see how really quite complex things are broken down to be taught to the youngest person. And now, having seen them gone through the program for the last, I don't know, 2 years, and seeing that, you can see how these really basic movements are now being combined to create, even for 3 and 4 year olds, quite complex movements and skills, which is pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, it's incredible to see it all come together. The pieces of the puzzle come together, and Gymnastics Australia, Gymnastics Victoria, and Victoria University have recently completed a research program looking at fundamental movement in children. And the evidence shows that children that participate in a gymnastics program are more likely to improve their overall body awareness and fundamental movement compared to those who do a regular school PE program. And I think that's really evident in anyone who says that they have done gymnastics in the past. It's all about actually learning how to move your body. And if you have a sense of where your body is in space and have that sense of body awareness, if you then go on to do another sport, say like a ball sport, you can focus on picking up that specific sporting skill because you know how to move your body. And I think we've demonstrated this in children, in primary school children, that this is the evidence shows that children improve their body awareness. And I think it can be said the same for adults as well, particularly those who have not participated in sport for a period or physical activity for a period of time, that they can now start to learn that sense of body awareness and start to improve their movement skills to start to pick up more complex skills. The brain is a fascinating thing in that, you know, there's neuro wiring that we can recreate and neuroelasticity that we can improve upon. So you're never too old to start. It sometimes takes you a little bit longer to reprogram that brain, but you're never too old to actually start physical activity, and particularly something like gymnastics, which is going to give you that sense of body awareness.
Yeah, and body movement. And what are you expecting from the program? Like, how many people are, like, oh, sorry, backtrack a little bit. So you're going to run the pilot between effectively now and when?
And, Yeah, so the pilot period will run until the end of January, which is a good and bad thing over the Christmas break because people are looking at New Year's resolutions and things like that. But it's also an extremely busy time of year. So we understand there's a few challenges of piloting over the holiday period. And then come February, I hope to be able to offer the program to more gymnastics clubs once we iron out, I guess, the kinks and things like that through the pilot phase. We have a goal of 700 participants through the online program, and that's the great thing with the online program is that you can do it anywhere. You can participate, you know, first thing when you wake up in the morning, you know, put your iPad on, follow the activity, get 7 minutes of movement before you start your day. Or what we've been doing in the Gymnastics Victoria office is at lunchtime, we put the Move My Way program on and we spend, you know, 10 minutes in the office doing some activity, and that just, you know, boosts the blood flow, then go out for a walk at lunchtime or get stuck back into some work after having done and got up out of your chair. So you can do the activity anywhere through the online program. And then we're looking at around about 200 participants through the club program over the holiday period, and that's through the whole all of the seven clubs.
Well, that's significant.
Big goals to try and achieve, but we're pretty enthusiastic and trying to encourage more people to give the program a go.
Well, I might instigate it here at Sports Community at lunchtime. I think that would be a great idea, actually.
That's right. You just get the whole team there at Sports Community up doing the activities at lunchtime. And it has been specifically designed for women because of those statistics that have come out, you know, just how many women are not participating. But there's no reason why men can't try the activities as well.
No, I would have thought exactly the same thing. So, Alison, thank you so much for sharing, first of all, introducing us to Move My Way, a program designed to get women, but you know, everyone more active. And I love the fact that it's assumed a very entry level of or non-existent level of knowledge and skill and taking us on that journey. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited to try this. There's nothing out there like this. There's a lot of online programs that you can try, but nothing that really breaks skills down the way that we've done it. And also, we've also used participants in the programs that are relatable. So it's people that you can think, okay, yeah, they're doing it, I can do it too. So we really hope it resonates with the community and we see more people getting more active.
Oh, fantastic. So just a couple of the website again, it's movemyway.com.au.
That's right, movemyway.com.au.
Now, does it are you on Facebook and social media or?
Yes, we've got a Facebook page as well. Again, it's Move My Way and Instagram, movemyway_AU.
If you're going to target the women of their community, then today we need to be on Instagram, don't we?
That's right, yes. The picture paints 1,000 words, so, you know, more about Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, Alison, thank you very much for sharing the background to that and your thinking. And we wish you all the best in introducing it to the clubs and look forward to talking to you if you'll have us back in a couple of months to get a feel for how it's gone in the clubs.
We'd absolutely love to speak further about the program and, any opportunity we get to encourage more people to give gymnastics a go, that's what we're all about.
No, fantastic. So, Alison Lyons, Gymnastics Development Manager at Gymnastics Victoria, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us on today's podcast. Make sure you visit our website at www.sportscommunity.com.au to take advantage of our free resources to help your club be successful. And while you're there, subscribe to our newsletter to keep up to date with all the latest and greatest in grassroots sports. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and be sure to subscribe to our podcasts on your podcasting service, iTunes, Stitcher, or whichever you may use. We would also love to welcome you onto one of our weekly webinars, the schedule of which you can find on our website. And if you're looking for a unique gift, why not give the gift of knowledge by visiting our shop and purchasing one of our training products for someone at your club. Once again, thanks for being part of today's show. I'm Joe Novella.
And I'm Steve Pallas. Thank you for making us part of your sports community.